Hello, everybody. It's John the Fantasy Horseman here. It's a Saturday evening. I wanted to go over a few stashes, I think, to have for either this week or for the fantasy playoffs coming next week. I have a few quarterbacks I possibly would pick up if they're available. First, Andy Dalton. He does have a couple decent receivers, and it's maybe a grudge game, revenge game against Cincinnati. Maybe he would be gearing up for that. So he would be in play for next week. Mitch Trubisky against Houston next week. Not a bad matchup. They did lose one of their cornerbacks, so it's possible that Robinson could have a good game. Or Mellor. Or Mooney. Or you can passes out of the backfield to Montgomery. Phillip Rivers, if he's available. I believe he would have the Vegas Raiders. And he has been playing pretty well, getting at least a touchdown or two a game. The offense isn't too bad. The team is not bad, the Colts, so maybe take a shot on him. Another quarterback, Kirk Cousins, has been playing pretty well. His offense is obviously pretty good. Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen's back from the COVID list, and Justin Jefferson's certainly up for Rookie of the Year. So definitely, I believe they have a good matchup against Tampa Bay. So Kirk Cousins would be not a bad stream if you're in a pinch for a quarterback for the playoffs next week. He has been playing pretty well. A few running backs. If Devontae Booker is available in any league, I would pick him up. Even if you're not a Josh Jacobs owner, I still would be picking him up. Because he's definitely getting the work this week because Josh Jacobs is out. And we're not sure. Maybe he might miss another week. I don't know. He's got definitely a good matchup. Definitely a good matchup this week against the Jets. And I think he's got... Colts is not a great matchup next week. But you never know. Another running back, Frank Gore against Seattle. It's not a sexy name. He's got not a high ceiling, but he gets around 8 to 10 points every game, so... He's a safe play. He's going to get the volume. There's really no other running backs for the Jets. So they're probably going to be behind. He doesn't really catch too many passes. So I don't know. Or maybe I would look elsewhere. Just a name there. Miles Gaskin. I believe he's going to be activated for the Dolphins. I believe Ahmed's going to be out. And Matt Breida is on the COVID list. So... If Miles Gaskin somehow is available in any leagues, I would be picking him up definitely. Definitely. Okay, we got some wide receivers. Tim Patrick hasn't been bad. He was bad last week, but remember, Drew Lock did not play. So I think week 14 he's got Carolina. He is maybe the number one receiver on Denver, I'm guessing. So he might be worth a shot. A couple... Jets, believe it or not, against Seattle because their secondary is not that great. Denzel Mims hasn't been playing too bad. And Breshad Perriman, he's probably more of the deep threat. So if you really want a home run option, Breshad Perriman is probably your guy. A couple other wide receivers. Alan Lazard, Green Bay. I believe they get Detroit, which is a pretty good matchup. You never really can trust the number two receivers on Green Bay. Obviously, there's Adams, and this Tanya might be the number two receiver, actually. And then their other wide receivers are, I don't know. I don't like that MVS. So he might be worth a shot, Alan Lazard. Maybe he can get some targets. He could get a deep one from Rodgers. Another wide receiver. May have been dropped in some leagues. T.Y. Hilton actually didn't have not a bad game last week. I believe he caught a touchdown and had 70-plus yards. And I believe he's got Las Vegas next week. Although they did shut down the Falcons. The Falcons didn't do too well in the air against them. So if T.Y. Hilton, he might be an option. But I think I like the other guy. I'll have to look into that. Darnell Mooney at Houston. like I said, if Allen Robinson is out, then Darnell Mooney would be a good play. If Robinson's playing, then I don't know. I would be leery of Mooney. Kiki Kute, if he's still available, obviously with the news from Fuller. That's a big loss. They lose their number one receiver. And I'm not sure Brandon Cooks is going to be able to catch 10 passes a game. So Kiki Kute could be definitely in play. I have some tight ends for you. If George Kittle is available in any league by some miracle, grace of God, I would be picking him up immediately because he's saying he's starting to feel better. And he possibly could be back by week 15. And that would be the semifinals. So if we can get him back for a week or two, he'd probably be the second best tight end next to Kittle. So it's definitely worth an ad. But until then, week 14, Jordan Reed against Washington. He has been getting some targets, and it could be a revenge game against Washington. So he might be in play. Another tight end to consider, Dalton Schultz against Cincinnati. The defense is not that great. Schultz has been getting some passes, so I'll keep an eye on him. Maybe look at him this week, see how he does against Baltimore. Another tight end from Houston, Jordan Atkins. I don't know. Maybe see how he does this week, I guess. Like I said, they did lose their number one receiver, so they got to catch some passes from – they got to, you know, make that up somehow. Another tight end, Anthony Firkser. Tennessee, obviously there's something wrong with Juju Smith because last week he did nothing. He didn't catch a pass, and now this week he's ruled out. Not sure if he's going to be ruled out the next week. I don't know if you could trust him yet. Just a name to consider. He'll be my last tight end. I got a couple defenses for you. If Seattle's available, they do play the Jets week 14, which I believe would be a very good matchup. A couple other defenses. Washington, the football team, will have San Francisco. They do get pressure on the quarterback. Or San Francisco against Washington, actually, if San Francisco is available. Their defense isn't bad either. They do put pressure on the quarterback as well. So those are some of my stashes for the fantasy playoffs. Hopefully some of these guys can help you. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow, starts and sits or ins and out or something like that. So hopefully all will enjoy their night tonight, and I guess I will talk to you later. Good luck week 13, everybody. Bye.